Good morning. And a pretty day it is out there, a little cold, but still pretty. And we are another week closer to spring. Praise the Lord. Got a couple of announcements. One, membership classes begin March 3rd. They'll be every Sunday for 6 weeks. They'll be held in my office or right outside my office during the Sunday school hour. And if you can't make a certain Sunday, that's okay. Just let me know and we'll work it out, get you the materials. But if you'd like to become a member of our church, to take that step of commitment, we would love to have you do that. Let me know as I get the materials ready. It is a lot of fun. So, also, talent show. The last Sunday of this month, we're going to have a talent show or a no talent show. Doesn't matter what you do. Just come on out and be with us that day. 6 o'clock, the last Sunday, downstairs in the gym. There'll be refreshments. You can do acrobats, play an instrument, sing, skip, hop, jump. Read a story, say a poem, tell jokes, read them right out of a book. Just come on down. The more people we have, the better it'll be. We'll have a grand old time. And give me or Diane a heads up so we can kind of have an idea of how many acts we're going to have. So we got some other announcements for you, but let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. We gather together here in this place, this beautiful place, Lord, sacred and holy ground. We gather together in the name of Jesus here. And we pray, God, that our family and our friends, that our neighbors, that the community indeed see us coming and going from this place. We pray that they know that we are your children called by your name and that we are worshiping and praising you rather than doing anything else. We pray, God, that our lives here in this place, that our lives are a witness to the rest of the world. So come, Holy Spirit, into this place. We pray that what we do here is pleasing to you and life-changing to us. Come, Holy Spirit, fill us up with love for one another and especially with love for you, for we ask it all in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, amen. Amen. And the peace of Christ be with you. Let's pass that peace to one another.
To see everybody here this morning and welcome. Are there any visitors with us this morning? If there are any visitors, there is information available. Come to any of us, and there's packets available on the Shepherd's Crook outside in the narthex. And while I'm beginning to make these announcements and highlight some information that's found in the bulletin, please be sure and sign the red registration pad and pass it towards the center aisle so the ushers can pick those up. And also the prayer cards, the 3x5 cards that are available for any prayer requests that you might have for the ushers also to pick up and give to Pastor. Today's the last day. Today's a coffee hour for camp. It's camp fundraiser time again. And Laurie will be available with all the information that you need. And today's the last day to order hoagies for the fundraiser, and there's forms back in the parlor for that as well. Memory verse. Okay, let's do that memory verse that's found on the first page of our bulletin. Boy, I'm stammering today. The memory verse comes from 1 John 4:4, and we'll recite that through twice. 1 John 4:4. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. 1 John 4:4. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world.
I feel like I need to say, ta-da! Guess what? The directories are finally here. Thank goodness. Anyway, if you had your picture made for the directory, they are in the assembly room on a table. Next to them is a paper that anybody can take the paper, even if you didn't have your picture made. And this tells you how to get the app. Now, I spent about 10 hours last week laboriously going through every name to make sure that it was right. However, if you find that there is an error, please let me know. You should have received, because I sent it just before first service this morning, in your email, if you have given the church or me your email address, you should have received an email that has a code on it. Once you get the code, go to your, if you have a smartphone, if you want the app, search for Universal Church Directories, UCD, on your phone, tablet, or computer. Once you download it and you open the app, it will ask for that code. I discovered this morning that you can't copy and paste from the email. You have to actually type it in. Once you type in your personal code, it will download the complete church directory. You can access it either by name or by pictures. It'll give you that choice. But the instruction sheet for that is out on the table in the narthex. If you are one of those people or one of those families who did not have a picture made for the directory, I can take your picture and it can go on the app. So, you know, when you're all ready to have a picture made, let me know and I'll take my phone out or my tablet out and I'll take your picture and submit it. So that is not just for members. It's for attenders. So if you want to be added to that, if you are a new attender and your name isn't on the app, again, see me. I can add it while you're standing there watching, which is amazing because I'm not all that tech savvy, but I figured out how to do it. So if you have any questions, see me, and I hope we will all enjoy it. It's going to be a blessing to have all that information right in your hand. Now, real quick, the clipboard that I'm sending around has a lot of sheets on it. The top sheet is to sign up for the talent show, as the pastor was mentioning. So please write that down. We have more acts than what's listed on this sheet. The next sheets after that have to do with Living Last Supper, which is coming up pretty quickly. There's a lot of things that we need. So see where your calling is and sign your name. We greatly appreciate it. If not, I have all of your information on my phone. No. So please, that could be deadly, couldn't it? Oh, are you going to announce
sure.
it? Okay. So thank you.
Yes, I would like to share a couple of other announcements. Excuse me. All of which are in your bulletin, but just some reminders. A Learn How to Save a Life, CPR and AED and NARCAM training here at our church, not this coming out a week, February 23rd, 9 a.m. to 1. And that information, I do believe, is in the bulletin as well. Costs $12, refreshments, open to the community, and RSVP by February 18th, and there's a telephone number to call. Oh, the church provides scholarships for that if there is, in fact, a money problem or issue. Today, again, is Camp Sunday. Laurie will have all the information. There's a fun coffee hour, and the men's work team will be meeting on the 12th. There's a very, very special coffee hour. I think it's on Sunday, the 24th. To honor a very, very, very special member of our church, Wendell, for his birthday. That's on February 24th after 10:45. That information is also in the bulletin. Again, the annual chili cook-off and wing thing on March 7th. Cold Weather Warming Center is at the First Presbyterian Church on the corner of Pennsylvania Avenue and Main Street. That's pretty cool. Children's collection is for the camping program today. And, okay, that's about it. Let's worship. Let's turn our hearts and our minds to our worship. Jazzy, bluesy, love it. Please stand, if you're able, for our call to worship, and we'll recite that in unison. It's actually from our The Faith We Sing hymn book, number 2195. In the Lord, I'll be ever thankful. In the Lord, I will rejoice. Look to God, do not be afraid. Lift up your voices, the Lord is near. Lift up your voices, the Lord is near. Please remain standing for our hymn of praise, number 64 in the red hymnal, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty.
Thank you.
praise the Lord. Please be seated. Heidi, how are you? Fist bump. Okay. Who loves you? Jesus loves you bunches and bunches and bunches. And Jesus loves you so much, he wants to tell the whole world. And he wants you to tell the whole world that Jesus loves you. Yep, bunches and bunches. Tell me, what is your favorite possession? What do you have that's your favorite? Favorite toy or whatever? Okay. What is it? Grammy Graham's blanket. Okay, what, anybody else? What's your favorite thing? My teddy bear. Teddy bear Teddy is your favorite thing.
Wooden trains.
Anybody else? What are your trains? You like your trains too. Okay, what is your favorite food to eat? Pizza. Ooh. Dino nuggets. Pizza. Mac and cheese. Avocado. Watermelon. What is it? Salmon. We've got some exotic children up here. I didn't hear chocolate anywhere. Wow. Okay, what's your favorite TV show? Think about it. American Ninja Warrior. America's Got Talent. What? Something to Maddie?
Living Madly.
Live and Maddie.
Live and Maddie.
Okay, it's good. Speak up. Deaf in one ear, can't hear at the other. World of Dance.
Kids.
Okay, championship. Okay. Okay. Yeah, personally, growing up, my favorite show was Johnny Quest. It was a cartoon. Okay. Where's your favorite place to go? Disney World. Home. Library. Kennywood.
School.
Home. School and library. I have counseling sessions for children too, so just so you know that. All right. What does Jesus want your favorite thing to be? Him, absolutely. Jesus wants to be this in your life. Number one. Jesus wants to be the most favorite thing that you turn to, the most favorite person you talk to. I didn't ask you that. Who's your, this is a troublemaker question, okay? Who's your most favorite person in the whole world? Jesus. Who else? Melina? Miss Sturgeon. That's your teacher. Who's your most favorite person? Jesus. Well, I should have asked that before I started talking about Jesus. God. All right. Well, the first service, you know, was mom and dad. But, yeah, Jesus wants to be the most favorite person in your life. Because Jesus is more important than any TV show, than any toy that you have, any food that you eat, any place that you can go, any other person in your life. Jesus is more important to you than all of that because Jesus loves you, because Jesus is the Lord God Almighty, creator of the whole universe, because Jesus is our salvation. And if we believe in Jesus and love Jesus and make Jesus number one, then that's our salvation.
And it's so important to Jesus that he wants all of us to tell everybody else that Jesus should be their favorite. So make Jesus your favorite thing in all of life. Okay? Let's huddle up. Thinking about it? Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name and thank you for all that other stuff in our lives, but thank you most of all for being in our lives, Jesus. Come into our hearts right now. We pray this in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, amen. Amen.
Diane and Sunshiners, that was fantastic. Good job. Today our word of God comes from the book of Isaiah in the Old Testament, chapter 6, verses 1 through 8, and has to do with Isaiah's commission. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and exalted, seated on a throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphim, each with six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, and with two they were flying, and they were calling to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory." At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and thresholds shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. "Woe to me," I cried, "I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty." Then one of the seraphim flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar. With it, he touched my mouth and said, "See, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" And I said, "Here am I, send me." Thank you, Lord, for your word. And will the ushers please come forward for the presentation of our tithes and our gifts.
Thank you.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and you are the great I am. You are the Lord God Almighty, and so we give to you with a cheerful heart. Blessed be your holy name. And we pray that what we do here today, we pray that these offerings that are praise, we pray that it is holy and acceptable in your sight. And we ask, God, that you would bless and multiply all of these gifts, including our very lives, and use us as you see fit for the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ through the ministries of this church. Bless both gift and giver, those who were able to give and those who weren't. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. Joys. Anybody have a joy that they want to share? Yes, Bonnie and I, 41 years. Yes. I'd bring that up in concerns, but, you know, happy wife, happy life. Okay, grandson was born on the 31st. Yep, we had dinner down in Waynesburg last night with our middle son and his wife and their two kids and at Bob Evans. It was very nice. It's a real joy. A new great-great-grandbaby. Great. New one great-grandbaby. Yes. Yes, the Campbells are back. Yes, Sarah. Thank you, Indoor Plumbing. Anybody else have a joy? Our health such that it is. Okay, got to see a friend that you haven't seen for a while. That's always precious. And pets, our pets are precious. Tomorrow is Eric's birthday. 17, all right. Happy birthday, Eric. Anybody else have a joy? For all of our joys, we say, praise the Lord. Okay, your pens and your pencils, at the very least, make a mental note. What we're about to bring up are things that you and I need to talk about with God, not only today, but throughout the week. It's a great responsibility. People are depending on us. And to be an intercessor will change your life. For our concerns, USA, as always, pray for our country and our country's leaders. Pray for our church, that we would be all that God wants us to be, willing to move out of our comfort zone. Pray for those who are lost, who don't know Jesus. We want to come against the opioid epidemic in the name of Jesus Christ. So pray for addicts, family, and friends. Lift up the homeless. Sometimes they're not visible. Pray for those people who are on the fringes of society. Let's pray for our first responders, our law enforcement officials at all levels. Men and women and their families in the military. Let's not take our freedoms for granted. Pray for Bruce and Nellie. Pray for Matt and family. For all those who are traveling. On the back of your bulletin is a prayer list that'll keep you busy. God knows the details. Pray for Shirley and Aaron and Vanessa. That was Shirley, Aaron, and Vanessa. Patty and Bev. Pray for our denomination as we go into our special general conference in the next couple weeks. David in Virginia. My great nephew Dominic, who is, how old is Dominic, Bonnie? Three. He's had at least three open heart surgeries. Just went through another one. Wasn't born with a whole heart. It's amazing that he's even lived this long, but had some complications. Dominic. For Mary battling cancer. Okay, Cheryl's family, animal abuse. Okay. Pray for Peggy. Tom and Les. Unspoken, raise your hand. And for all of our concerns, we say, Lord, hear our prayers. Let's go to battle. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and God, we thank you for our blessings. Forgive us when we take them for granted. And God, We lift up into the light and love of your presence our country and our country's leaders, our church, those who are lost. We pray for those who are battling addiction, their family and friends. We pray, Lord, for those who are homeless on the fringes of society. Lord, use us, use someone to minister to their needs. We pray for our first responders and law enforcement officials, Lord, and men and women in the military. Watch over them and keep them safe and give them wisdom. Lord, we pray for Bruce and Nellie, for Ron and Bob, David and Virginia, for all those who were traveling, for Matt and family, for Carol. Lord, all those names on the back of our bulletin. We lift up to you Wayne and Lily, Shirley and Aaron and Vanessa, Patty and Bev, Dom and Mary, Cheryl's family. Lord, bring them peace and comfort. We pray for healing for Peggy. We come against animal abuse in the name of Jesus. We lift up to you Tom and Les. We lift up to you, Lord, our denomination, that special general conference that they're about to hold. Guide us and direct us, Lord, by the power of your Holy Spirit. We lift up to you our youth group and Pastor Ron and Robin as well. Lord, we ask for a special blessing to be upon Eric for his birthday tomorrow, upon Bonnie and I for 41 years of wedded bliss, and the smile that's on her face right now. Lord, we believe, help our unbelief. We believe that greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world, that the chastisement of our peace is upon Jesus. By his stripes we are healed. We have favor with God and man. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. With you, God, all things are possible. If God be for us, who can be against us? It is written, and the gates of hell will not prevail against your word. Thank you, Lord. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And now, if you are able, please stand for the reading of the gospel according to Luke. Luke chapter 5, beginning with verse 1, verses 1 through 11. This is the word of the Lord. One day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, the people were crowding around him and listening to the word of God. He saw at the water's edge two boats, left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and he asked him to put out a little way from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deeper water and let down the nets for a catch." Well, Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken. And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on you will fish for people." So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. Grant us understanding and application. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. Well, I got to tell you, the phone continues to ring at my house, and there continues to be nobody on the other end. Or it'll ring and it's a robot call, or, you know, and I've said this before, that phone at home just drives me crazy. We live in a day and age where everybody that wants to talk to me is calling me on my cell phone. But there is a phone ringing. There is a phone ringing. It's a spiritual phone, and Jesus is calling you. Jesus has called me. Jesus is also calling you to follow him. Luke chapter 10, verse 2, Jesus said, he told them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out more workers into his harvest field." You know, last week's, the message was all about having a purpose in life. We are ambassadors for Christ, and God has prepared good works for us to do. We're not supposed to wander around aimlessly, right? We have a purpose in life. We belong to God. And so God's calling is on our lives. And Jesus is calling us today to follow him, just like he called the disciples. And when Jesus called Simon and James and John to follow him, it says in verse 11, what did they leave behind? Everything. They left everything and followed Jesus. They left everything. Left everything. On the count of three, say that with me, okay? Left everything. One, two, three. Left everything. Left everything. Their whole life. All that that meant. That's pretty radical, right? That's a bold move there. It's not like they took the afternoon off, but they left everything to follow Jesus. Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. And Jesus had power over nature, power over disease, over infirmities, even over death. Jesus, God with us, the Son of the living God, God Almighty. Jesus, why did he need help? Why did he need followers? Why did he call the disciples? That's an easy question. And let me answer it with another question. Who makes sheep, the shepherd or the sheep? The sheep. Shepherd watches over them, but sheep beget sheep. That's why we don't look to the pastor to bring in new people. Oh, I may attract people because of, you know, the odd way I look, or the, you know, funny jokes I tell every now and then, but it's up to you to keep them. You are the ones who make them want to stay to become sheep of this pasture. Sheep beget sheep. You are the ones who go out and bring other sheep in. We had a couple this morning introduce me to an old friend of theirs that they haven't seen for a long time, and they brought them to church. And when I was talking to her after church, I asked her where she lived. She said, "I live in Sheridan Terrace." I said, "Where do you go to church?" She says, "I don't." She goes, "Evidently, I'm going to start coming here." Sheep beget sheep. And that's why Jesus was looking for these 12 disciples to create more shepherds in order to gather more sheep, sheep who would then beget more sheep, who would beget more sheep, who would beget more sheep, in order to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus sent out 72 sheep. He sent 72 out in order to get more sheep. Can you read what that says on there? My arms aren't any longer. Jesus doesn't work alone. It's a mouse pad. It's a mouse pad. It's where a mouse hangs out at. It's his pad. Okay. But this mouse pad in particular, it also says on here, Methodist Theological School in Ohio. That's where I got my Master's of Divinity at. out in Ohio. So this mouse pad came from there, and I've kept it around. Such a great message. Jesus doesn't work alone. Just like the pastor doesn't work alone. Just like the choir director doesn't work alone. So on and so forth. It is all about team ministry. And so Jesus called the 12 disciples, and Jesus continues to call us today to follow him. Sheep beget sheep. And so he called his disciples, and they left what? Everything. They left everything. See, as ambassadors of Christ, that's supposed to be our main focus in life. That's what Jesus is calling us to concentrate on. And we have to leave everything in order to follow Jesus. We cannot afford to be distracted by anything else. Matthew 6:24. No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money and all the things that money represents. You can't serve both. And that's why when Jesus calls us, we have to leave everything behind us so that our loyalties are not divided, so that we are not distracted. What is one of the biggest distractions today? Well, the internet, but I'd go a little bit further. Yes, right there. Becky has it. Things are big, but this thing here, this cell phone. Wow. Everywhere you go. People walking down the street, people driving down their cars, they got that cell phone out. Distracted. Well, Jesus is saying he wants us to leave everything. Does that mean you're not going home? Does that mean you're not getting in your car? No. It means that, like we told the kids, that Jesus is the number one priority in your life. That you will rearrange your schedule. That you will sacrifice your time, your talents, your gifts. That you will consider Jesus the gospel message, the ministry of Jesus Christ. You will consider that more important in your life than anything or anyone else. Forget those other favorites. There's only one favorite in your life now, and that's Jesus Christ. Because there is nothing more important in this whole world than salvation. Your salvation, the salvation of everybody else. Because everybody lives in their own end times, and people are dying all around us, left and right. They're dying more and more at younger ages from suicide, from overdoses, from crime and violence and wars. They need to hear the gospel message. They need to have Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And it is up to you and I to do that. And Jesus is calling us to get involved. Old illustration. During World War II, there was a small town in France that was bombed. The buildings and that, so many of them were destroyed. After the war was over, they began rebuilding. In a particular church courtyard, there used to be a statue of Christ with his arms stretched out, his hands open. It too had been destroyed. Well, the soldiers were tasked with helping the villagers reconstruct. And a young soldier was sent into that courtyard, went to the priest, he said, I'm here to help you. What do you want me to do? And the priest said, I want you to gather together all the pieces of this missing statue and put them over here. We've got a sculptor coming in who's going to reconstruct the statue. It means so much to this village. And so the young soldier worked diligently, gathering all the pieces he could find. And he put them all together, and the sculptor came in, and the sculptor put together the statue again. With his expertise, you couldn't barely tell. You could barely tell that it was destroyed at one time. But when he got it all finished, the hands were missing. The arms were there, but there were no hands. And so the soldier and everybody, they looked and looked and they scoured around for the hands, but they couldn't find them. And the priest said, wait a minute, I've got an idea. He said, it'll be okay. And the priest made a plaque and he put it at the foot of the statue. And the plaque simply said, you are the hands of Christ. Because that's what God is saying to us today. You are the hands of Christ. We are given different gifts and we are to serve God in different ways, all of us. But make no mistake about it, my brothers and sisters, God is calling you. The phone is ringing. Time is growing short. What is it that God wants you to do? During the singing of the last hymn, the altar rail is open. God loves you, and so do I. Let's stand and sing, I Have Decided to Follow Jesus. Nobody can serve two masters. Time is growing short. We are ambassadors of Christ. We are to share the ministry of reconciliation, that message of reconciliation with the world. And the Holy Spirit will empower us to do that. We just have to be willing. We just have to pick up the phone and say, yes, Lord, here am I, send me. Dear Heavenly Father, pour out your Spirit upon us and guide us and direct us in the way that you would have us go every day of our lives. Your will be done, your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, and all of God's children said, amen. Amen. You are invited to fellowship hour, coffee hour across the hall. Thank you.